welcome to the show. It's Stephanie here with you tonight.
And Brian Sovereign.
And we are live this evening.
And we are back.
What's that?
And we are back.
We are back, yeah. We've had a little bit of a bumpy ride over the last 2 weeks. If you've been wondering where we have been, I've had a killer cold. I've been really sick for the last 2 weeks, and I'm actually still recovering from a pretty bad ear infection, which has affected my hearing. So if you notice me not picking up on things or misunderstanding or just making up like crazy responses to callers' questions, then you'll know why. But I've tried to turn the volume on the headphones way up so I can hear what's going on the show tonight. So. And Mark is still out at Freedom Fest, so we hope he's having a great time.
He's in Vegas.
Yeah, maybe he's on his way home now. I'm not sure if it's ended already.
Might be, yeah.
Yeah, but in any case, he'll be back, I assume, tomorrow. And in the meantime, we have taken over the show.
The anarchists have taken over Free Talk Live once again.
Uh-oh, you've used the
N-word. Now I'm fired.
Well, some people say they rather enjoy our takeover shows, Brian. So hopefully we'll put on an entertaining piece for you all tonight. And, of course, Free Talk Live is live. It's Sunday evening, and you may not be used to hearing live radio on a Sunday night, but we are here, and we are taking your calls. The great thing about Free Talk Live is that you can actually call and bring up anything that's on your mind. So if you've had something you've been thinking about all week, or you've had a question you want to ask, or a news item you want to discuss, lay it on us. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450, and then the word free. Or you can also call us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact, and we will accept your contact request, and then we can get onto the call. So, but in the meantime, I think we're going to start out talking about something that I found pretty shocking. Brian, you have an article about Twitter.
Yeah,
privacy, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you know, I find it shocking and I don't find it shocking, but I'll explain why that is later on. But this is from RT. And it's Twitter hands over confidential data of anti-Semitic users to French authorities. Twitter said in a statement that the disclosure of information enables the identification of some authors and puts an end to the dispute with the French Union of Jewish Students. That's the UEJF. The AFP reported.
Okay, I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
Do they have a lot of power or something?
Well, they must be, or at least the people apparently have a degree of power in France because
yeah.
this ends up going into law. The social network added that the two parties had agreed to continue to work actively together in order to fight racism and anti-Semitism. On Thursday, Twitter lost its legal fight in France after the Paris Court of Appeal dismissed its objections against the original ruling. Last month, the court upheld a January ruling that said the social media site must provide personal information on some users to the UEJF and four other organizations that filed a complaint against the company in November last year.
So, okay, let me get this straight. There's an anti-defamation group, essentially.
Yes.
Advocates for Jewish people. They filed a complaint with the French court system?
Along with four other companies, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they went to a court of appeals and said, no, Twitter needs, we need to know who these people are that are saying this stuff.
And what are they going to do with that information once they find out who they are?
The story doesn't really say as far as what's going to happen with that. What has happened so far? I mean, I can keep going with the story.
Because, I mean, if somebody's a bigot and they're on Twitter posting racist or anti-Semitic tweets.
Right.
Doesn't the world already know, like, public shaming is not really going to do much, is it?
No, sure. I mean, something that Twitter does, and Twitter has become recently kind of notorious for this, is that they will take down tweets.
Yes. They have done that in Australia because of the political parties that didn't like certain political kinds of speech.
Yeah, and Iran and Saudi Arabia are both pushing for them to do so as well, with anything that's anti-Islam, you know, is to be taken down. As far as getting the personal information, what would a person do with that? I don't know, and I'll make two quick points. One is that maybe it's so that they can, like, you know, search for these people that are making these, you know, quote-unquote anti-Semitic comments. And that way, when they make a new account, they'll know who they are. The other possibility, and maybe that's if like they give them their IP address or something. But really, the thing with that is that A, these people can easily hide behind a VPN. You know, their connection can hide behind a VPN. So then you can't really know where they're coming from.
Right.
As far as sending these tweets. And two, one of the things I kind of like about Twitter is that you don't have to give a whole lot of information.
Yeah. An email address.
Right. An email address.
Username and password.
Exactly. And you can, you know, and to keep that more anonymous, because you can say, well, they can go from the email address, they can grab that, and then they can, you know, through the email address, they can find everything out. Well, you can get an email address with, like, Hushmail, right. Hushmail.com, which allows, they only ask for your name, and they don't need real names or anything. They ask for, like, 2 points of information. And they just want a name and a password. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all they want. They don't even want your real name.
Pretty
they just want
easy
a username.
To get a well, throwaway email address.
Yeah, so you grab that. That way you can confirm on Twitter, and then you can go on Twitter and, you know, and pretty anonymously you can go on Twitter. Right. So, I don't understand what they expect to prove other than, like, bringing this to, like, the only thing I can figure they really want to do is just bring this to public light that it's happening.
Yeah, or maybe scare the people who are the owners of those accounts.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're watching you. We know who you are, and we're maybe going to take other actions against you. I mean,
right.
Could they sue these people somehow if they found out who they were?
Maybe, but good luck finding people. You know, good luck finding them. I would assume.
I bet there's a lot of them. I mean,
sure. I mean, right? I mean, what do you got to do? Even in France, John Smith is a common name.
Sure.
Just use John Smith or something. And
yeah.
I just can't picture. Well,
other thing that I'm curious about is what counts as anti-Semitic.
Well, let's read on the story because it'll talk about what they said. The complaint came after a deluge of anti-Semitic messages tweeted under the hashtag. It's #BonJew, which means hashtag a good Jew, with some users posting offensive tweets such as hashtag a good Jew is a dead Jew. Some of the tweets were later removed by the social network. Hate crimes are strictly punished in France. However, Twitter originally argued that it does not adhere to French law and that only an American judge could force the company to release such information.
Okay. I have to say, now, like, that's not something that I would choose to say, you know, about any group of people.
No.
Like, a good whatever is a dead whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's not very nice. I would definitely not say that myself.
Right.
But if I saw that, I wouldn't let it ruin my life, even if it applied to me. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Brian, you and I are both technically
ethnically Jewish, right?
And you know, I hear a statement like that, and I'm like, wow, that's unfortunate. That sucks. But I'm not like, oh my God, that person who said that. I hope they rot in jail for the rest of their life. No, I mean, people say all kinds of things on the internet, and there's something to be said for, you know. Not letting it ruin your life.
Yeah.
I know they can build up, you know, like it becomes like drops in a bucket and everything, right? Like, you know, you kind of see this stuff, little things all the time that are kind of slight digs at you, and you start to get, I think it does start to wear you down and affect you sometimes, but again, I just don't know, and I don't think that using the state is a way to solve this, like suing them or...
No, definitely
putting
not.
...putting them in jail or something like that. I mean, gosh, if we can get put in jail for something that we say on the internet, you know, I think everybody's in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, right. Seeing something like this, especially on something like Twitter, which really Twitter it might as well be compared to a digital mall... You know, where, like, you know, shopping mall, to where, I mean, there's just so many different kinds of people, so many different things being said. I mean, come on. But now, if I saw this, like, kind of statement, because, you know, I'll admit, there's been times, like, on Facebook or some other social media sites where I have been offended by, like, Jewish comments.
Yeah.
Or you know, quote-unquote anti-Jewish comments. But they were coming from people who were supposed to be against the idea of collectivizing. And who were supposed to be beyond the idea of, like, race and all this kind of nonsense. And so that worried me, you know, and also, admittedly, like, a lot of liberty people are very pro-gun. And so, like, that can be kind of disconcerting, I guess.
Right.
But if I just saw this as I was flipping through my Twitter feed, I'd be like, oh, whatever, you know, moron.
We might say, oh, what a jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you'd kind of move on.
So, yeah.
What do you think about this? Twitter handing over the user details of... anti-Semitic tweeters. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. Let us know your thoughts or our Skype, lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live on the way.
more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1 or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And we're live taking your calls here on this Sunday evening. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about Twitter recently, going ahead and just handing over the user data of some supposed anti-Semitic poster user accounts to the French government at the request of a Jewish anti-defamation group.
Yeah, actually, not even really to the French government. It's right over to this, you know, civilian group. by order of the French government.
Oh, I see.
But I mean, you know, that's kind of important. Yeah. You know, they're just handing it over to essentially everyday people.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. And we don't know what they're going to do with that information. But,
right.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, I guess nobody has much of an expectation of privacy anymore when they use Twitter, especially with the revelations about Prism. And
well, granted, Prism, actually, Twitter was the only major company, technology company, that was not a part of Prism, according to the releases.
Well, how do they know? I mean, maybe they were, but
well,
it just wasn't on those releases.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe that's true, you know, that we didn't.
And there certainly is other privacy stuff going on Twitter, right? Like you mentioned the Australian government earlier. That was,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, that was wanting Twitter to take down certain politically disagreeable tweets or whatever.
Right, right. I mean, this is something I've talked about a few times on my own show, Sovryn Tech. That's at SovrynTech.com, and which is
show.
It's a technology podcast all about, you know, how science and technology can set you free. And I've talked about this before because Twitter's a real enigma in this regard. Because on one hand, they have 5 stars from the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is all about privacy. That's all, you know, that's the bulk of what the EFF does. Is they're lobbying for privacy in electronics, as well as, I mean, other things, but that's a big part of it. So, you know, it's a company that's supposedly very open in everything it does, more so than Google, way more so than Facebook or Apple. So technically, they should be a great company as far as this stuff goes. According to this article, they did say to the French government, look, we don't fall under French law. You can't tell us what to do. So at least initially, they did fight for it.
Mm.
But then they caved. Now, but that's the thing, is that as far as I know, with Australia and Saudi Arabia and Iran, they didn't fight for it at all. They just took tweets down.
Weird. That's very strange.
It doesn't make sense. And they are definitely playing. This isn't like across the board. Twitter is definitely playing ball with, you know, kind of whoever points the gun at them, essentially.
Right.
Because one of the things I love about Twitter, another thing I love about Twitter, is that, I mean, there's just rampant porn on there. There's and I say I love it not because necessarily that I love porn.
Some people would be more offended by porn than by anti-Jewish tweets, probably.
That's very true. But, I mean, my point in saying that is that, you know, they don't fall under any social mores. You know, they don't fall under any kind of conservatism. They just let it run.
Mm.
Tumblr is similar in that regard. But as to where you take something like Facebook, and Facebook says, wow, you show a picture of a woman who had cancer and she's showing her breasts to give you an example of, you know, what a woman looks like when they happens and how you can fix it by maybe putting a tattoo on. Oh, you get your account banned, you know, for so many days.
Show or a picture of meter maids in bikinis.
You're done.
Which is what happened to all the admins of the Free Talk Live page,
right,
in case you didn't catch that reference.
Right. So, I mean, so Twitter's good about that. They won't just, you know, willy-nilly drop stuff. And it seems that they will fight for things. But then at the same time, there's plenty of cases in the past, not with France, but with other countries, where, yeah, they'll just take the tweets down. You know, and that's against the freedom of speech.
Yeah, sure. I mean, freedom. The whole idea of freedom of speech is to protect speech. It's not to protect you and I saying, oh, the flowers are blue. You know,
right.
It's to protect controversial speech.
Right.
Right.
So now how did the French government kind of get Twitter with this? The article goes on a little bit more. While Twitter says it defends freedom of speech from anonymous users, French prosecutors say the social media site has commercial interest.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll read a little more here. Twitter is playing a commercial game by raising a number of legal hurdles to not having to comply with its legal obligations, Stephanie Lilty, counsel for the UJEF students, told the court. So that doesn't really explain what that is, but I think what they're saying is that it has commercial interest in that, you know, in being in a country or whatever, it is trying to make some degree of money, which Twitter does do. You know, I mean, none of these services run for free.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually done by advertising or something like that.
Sure.
And that's okay. I mean, hey, you know, if ads, I mean, I barely even see the ads on Twitter. Kudos to them. So,
You ask me constantly if I want to boost my tweets or whatever by paying for it, but
right. Yeah. So how exactly the idea that they're running on commercial interests, makes it a little more serious? I don't know if the UJEF was trying, which is the group that was petitioning one of the groups that was petitioning the French government to get the information from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're like saying, hey, they're making money in France, so they fall under French law in that regard. If that's the idea, or somehow they're concerned that maybe these anti-Semitic comments could become ads, I don't understand, which is ridiculous. I mean, who's going to look at that and say, "Oh, wow, I want to support these guys"? I mean, come on, really?
Who? Yeah, that would be pretty embarrassing, though, if it turned out that became an ad.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that's true. But
I've seen some. There's a thing where Facebook will use, people's profile images and people's, it'll say like, Brian Sovereign likes this, like let's say Facebook friends. And I've seen some pretty embarrassing, let's just say,
this is
instances
true.
Of that.
It's, I have too,
like a look on the side of the page and it's like, Brian Sovereign likes huge boobs or something, like a page called that.
Well, I don't know if that's embarrassing because it's kind of true. But.
No, I was just making that up as an example.
But yeah, no, and it makes it look like an endorsement.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, that's true. So maybe
sometimes you like a page on Facebook or something like that and you don't necessarily agree with it. It's just you want to see their updates. Right,
sometimes you click like to almost hate it or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's no unlike button as much as sometimes I wish there was
on
Facebook.
No follow or something for a page.
Yeah, yeah, not really.
So anyway, tell me more about this Twitter thing.
Yeah, the rest goes on. It just gives another case. Following a request by German police last year, Twitter shut down the account of a neo-Nazi group, Better Hanover, which was banned by the state for spreading nationalist socialist ideology. It was the first time Twitter withheld content by request.
National Socialist being Nazi?
Being Nazi, yeah. I mean, which is funny, because really, if they wanted to, if you were going to ban people for spreading nationalist socialist ideology, 95% of the planet would be banned from using from using Twitter, because who isn't pushing a degree of socialism these days?
Sure, nationalism.
I mean, anybody that believes in a government is pretty much pushing, by dictionary definition, a degree
this
of socialism.
True. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
So basically what has to happen, it sounds like, is there has to be an organized group that's offended by what you're saying on Twitter.
Right.
And then they have to have some level of clout.
Right.
And then they go through, some legal channels, and then they can get your user information and do whatever with it.
Yeah, and so Twitter will shut down accounts, similar to what Facebook does.
Yeah.
And I wonder, this is unfortunate to hear, because how far does that go? Could Free Talk Live get banned, just like they
probably
did on Facebook?
Probably could.
Where's that freedom of speech then?
Sure, tell us what you think. Freedom of speech, or is it private property, perhaps, because it's Twitter's web space? 855 450 free here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Band has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday Night Edition. It's Stephanie here with you in the studio tonight.
And Brian.
Mark is away, and so
the anarchist will play.
That's right. And we are, of course, live. It's Sunday night. We're taking your calls at 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Of course, this is Free Talk Live, the show where you can take control of the airwaves.
Yeah, literally talk about anything you want to.
You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And, you know, you can, I want to like let people know, we were just talking about Twitter in the last couple of segments, and even though you may disagree with some of Twitter's policies that may be a little anti-free speech, if you use Twitter and you want to see what Free Talk Live is talking about live as we're doing the show, you can follow us on Twitter. If you go to twitter.freetalklive.com, that'll take you right to our Twitter account. And there's also facebook.freetalklive.com that goes to our Facebook page. And Free Talk Live does also have a page on Google+, for the real contrarians among us.
I definitely recommend the latter two, or no, wait, the first and the third.
Twitter and G+.
Twitter and G+, yeah. for connecting, because, yeah, I mean, I recognize, you know, we were talking about Twitter and really the, you know, just the crazy things that they're doing in conjunction with governments. But by and large, they're definitely a lot easier on freedom of speech than Facebook is, along with Google+. I've never had anything taken down on Google+ once, and I've put up some pretty racy stuff in the past.
You sure have. Yeah, there you go. So we try to give people information in the form that they like it best.
That's right. So, however you want to get it, Free Talk Live will get it to you.
Exactly. And you can even sign up for our email list if you want to know the really big news about Free Talk Live. You'll get an email when we, for instance, add a new radio affiliate or something like that. Free Talk Live has over 100 radio affiliates and counting. So that can be found at news.freetalklive.com. And Brian, I wanted to talk to you about something that also relates to technology. I'm curious what you'll think about this because
okay.
I'm a technology guy. The headline here is kids lose their school IDs, but they don't often lose their eyeballs. And it's from CNN. That's one reason, they say, why a growing number of schools are replacing traditional identification cards with iris scanners.
Iris scanners?
Yes.
So this is like retinal scan. This is...
Well, so your retina is the back of your eye.
Right.
And that has a pattern of blood vessels and stuff, but that's pretty, you know, invasive. You got to go through the pupil and look at that. But then there's also the iris, which is just the visible part of your eye, like when someone has blue eyes or brown eyes, that's the iris, is the colored part. And so they're looking for the individual pattern. It's almost like a fingerprint that makes your iris unique.
Okay, that's interesting. So does the article describe iris scanners more?
Yeah, I think it does, actually, a little bit. I mean, not too much, but we'll get into it.
Okay.
So by the fall, they say, several schools, ranging from elementary schools to colleges, will be rolling out iris scanning security methods. Winthrop University in South Carolina is testing out iris scanning technology during freshman orientation this summer. Students had their eyes scanned as they received their ID cards in June. Iris scanning has a very high level of accuracy and you don't have to touch anything, says James Hammond, head of Winthrop University's IT department. It can be hands-free security. The college will be deploying scanning technology from New Jersey-based company Iris ID. I'm sure they've got a sweet contract because a lot of those colleges have state funding, you know.
Right, right.
Basically a government contract.
And you know, that's a good point to bring up, is that if this iris scanner technology, this is different. I know about retinal scan technology quite a bit. If this iris thing is a little bit different, I imagine it would come under the same flaws. But one of the major flaws of eye scanners in general is they cost a lot. I mean, very, very expensive. Because
you think they've come down in price at all? Recently?
I can't picture it because they're just up until like maybe this story, they've very rarely been implemented. And if there's no implementation, there's no need to lower the price. Or, I mean, not to like significant degrees to where they can be laid out everywhere.
Right.
There needs to be some first adopters, and there aren't many. Not even the military wants to mess with them. And
wow.
That's usually where your biggest money comes from.
We've had police officers call into the show before. And I remember one time we were discussing facial recognition technology, mm-hmm. where basically there's a camera that's pointed down at a crowd and it's looking for a face that matches somebody who's wanted or something like
right.
that. But what they say is that these things are really expensive and they actually don't work very well because when they're at a down angle, it doesn't quite get the facial features right or something like that. And people could also be wearing hats and masks and stuff.
Yeah.
And
or there's even like you can shave your eyebrows in a certain way and it'll totally throw off the algorithm that reads your face.
Because, I shave my eyebrows all the time.
Right. Because like it's almost like it works very similar to how like an F-117A, a stealth fighter, works on radar, okay? It has these, like, sharp angles, mm-hmm. and so radar looks like a bunch of little birds.
Mm-hmm.
With facial recognition software, like, if you start, like, making funny lines, essentially, like, shaving funny lines on your eyebrows, it just totally throws off everything, just like the angles on a stealth fighter would.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
So they are pretty
probably
inaccurate.
Even glasses or sunglasses would change it, too, then, huh?
Sure, sure. I mean, and that raises the problems with these... You know, with these retinal scanners or iris scanners.
Right. Iris scanners.
Now, this is being done in a school, is that right?
Yeah, this is being implemented in schools. There's colleges testing it and even some high schools, I guess. But the point I wanted to get to with that was, you know, are these things, do they actually even work? I mean, what are some of the problems and issues with them?
Well, in a school, they might, because you're dealing with a young demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Unless maybe, you know, it depends on what the relationship is with the teachers. One of the problems in the military, why they weren't so often used, is because the people that they put these things in place for were very high-level, you know, guys that look at all the top secret stuff, you know, the top men. But these top men are 60 to 80 years old, okay, or 50, and they have cataracts, you know, or, I mean, you know, just get above 40 years old, and it doesn't matter. I mean, I was being exaggerating with the 60
right.
to 80, and you start developing cataracts, and it throws everything off, and mm-hmm. it doesn't work, and these things are not user-friendly, because they're designed, the way these companies design them, is that, 2-3 times wrong, boom, it's over. And they delete, and in the military, they just straight up delete like the entire security profile. Right. And so it doesn't work. Now, with a group of young people, maybe, but then if it has to work for the teachers too,
well,
you're in trouble.
Cataracts, though, are in the, those are inside the eye. So a cataract is when the lens, which is inside your eye, that's behind the iris.
Right, that's why I'm curious with these iris scanners.
So a cataract would be blocking the retina.
Right.
So that would make sense why a retinal scan would not work. But with an iris, you'd have to have something that was causing clouding in your cornea, which is the membrane that's like on the very outside of your eye.
Right, right. Now, would an astigmatism affect the iris?
Probably not if it was when you scanned it originally. I mean, it would probably mess up an iris scan if your eye changed somehow. So like if you had an eye injury or if you had a like conjunctivitis perhaps, or maybe even eye makeup could affect it. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, then if that's the case, if this iris scanner is actually a different technology than the retinal scanners, you know, and anyone's welcome to call in if they know something about it, but then it wouldn't fall prey to those, because those are like the two major things are eye problems, you know, like vision problems that humans naturally get, or some humans naturally get, were the number one problems with retinal scanners and why they didn't work. Mm. Now, iris scanners, I've seen that in a movie. I think it was Minority Report, which is, now Minority Report's a strange movie by Steven Spielberg because it seems to have predicted, quote unquote, predicted a lot of technologies that have come out over the past
This is a movie about the
years.
Pre-crime.
Pre-crime, yeah, which is what's happening now with like search algorithms and things like that, is they're doing pre-crime. That's what this whole prison thing is about, is pre-crime.
Right.
And in that, I believe, if I remember correctly, they did do like an iris. It was definitely like it was specifically it looked like an iris scanner because the iris on the person would literally light up.
Right.
When it would scan who was there.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Does this cause damage? Because, I mean, if several times a day you're in some kind of device where there's a light that's being bounced off of your eye.
Right.
Could that potentially damage your vision? Is that safe? I mean, most of these security devices, be it TSA scanners or whatever, do not go through the same testing that medical devices go through.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't safe, how would you know?
Right. And I mean, and if it's a laser, I mean, almost every laser you know says has a warning label on it. Don't put this directly in your eye.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like, wait a minute.
So give us a call, 855-450-FREE. Tell us what you think. Are you at a school where there are scanners? Scanning your eyeball to ID you? Is this creepy, scary, or just technology? It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-466-5523. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-466-5523. That's 800-466-5523. Call 800-466-5523.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Stephanie here with you.
And Brian.
We are taking your calls at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind.
Anything.
Anything. Whether you want to talk about what we started off the show talking about with Twitter handing over user data of people who are allegedly, you know, anti-Semitic tweeting to a Jewish advocacy group, or... we're talking about recently the schools that have started using iris scanning as part of their school IDs. And what do you think about that? So if you have thoughts or anything else, thoughts about anything else that's on your mind, you can call us at 855-450-FREE, or you can get in touch with us on Skype at lrn.fm on Skype. And make sure you check out our website, which is freetalklive.com. If you want to hear, if you want to hear Free Talk Live, if you want to know all the different ways that you can listen to Free Talk Live, check out listen.freetalklive.com. It lists very conveniently for you all the different ways that you can get Free Talk Live in your ears. So we've got live streams, we've got our radio affiliates, we've got our studio cam.
KU Band,
a podcast. So there's all, even the listen lines where you can call a phone number and listen to Free Talk Live. So all different kinds of options for you to hear Free Talk Live in whichever way is most convenient for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Okay, so let's talk more about these iris scans, Brian.
Sure.
We were kind of debating the safety and the how of like how these work, but I want to hear a little more detail about what's actually been going on.
Right.
You know, and the cost, too, because this doesn't seem like a cheap technology. But anyway, so we just heard that Winthrop University, which I guess is in North Carolina, is using this company called Iris ID scanning technology from a New Jersey-based security company. And South Dakota-based BlinkSpot manufactures iris scanners specifically for use on school buses. So when elementary school students come aboard, they look into a scanner. It looks like a pair of binoculars. Oh, Yeah, that won't spread infections or colds.
No,
or anything.
Right.
Putting your face right up against a pair of binoculars. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, retinal scanners had the same problem where they said that, you know, you'd have to put your face so close to it to really work.
I remember there were outbreaks of pink eye and conjunctivitis and every crud you could possibly imagine when I was in school. Could you imagine if everybody's putting their face on the pair of binoculars and ugh. Yeah, that's
right. I'd much rather touch somebody who didn't wipe. You know, I'd rather touch their hands. Seriously, because, I mean, like, the epidermal layer, I mean, your skin.
At least there's a barrier there.
Yeah, your skin's pretty tough
vulnerable.
Stuff, but your eyes, you know, that's like the most vulnerable spot on you. I mean, no, thank you.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and what if somebody has, I mean, okay, people have all different shapes of their eyes, right? Some people have really wide open eyes. Other people have more narrow eyes where not much of their iris is actually showing. So what if there's a person that just has kind of narrow eyes and they can't get a read on them? What are they going to do then? Are they going to like pry their eyelids open or something?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. In fact, you know, something I think this is going to cause, because I was thinking about this and I'm like, okay, here's a way to trick them. If you get drunk, You're going to die. Your pupils will dilate, right? And, like, the iris would be... Wouldn't you have a different iris print?
Well, I think your pupils would be more likely to dilate if you got high, right? Or
Pick your poison. I'm just saying that is going to cause a shift in iris, width, shape, whatever, all that.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but just light could account for that, too. Like, if it's a really bright day, your pupils are going to constrict. And if it's a really
dark day,
they're going to open up, so... How does it account for that?
So this is just going to push kids to drink, do drugs, wear shades, and...
Or they'll be putting in those eye drops before they get on the bus.
Yeah, they'll hit up some Visine. I mean, there's going to be... Visine's stock is just going to go through the roof.
Oh, I was thinking of the ones that at the eye doctor where they dilate the atrophy.
Oh, right. Yeah, whichever one. I just went for a brand name.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there are going to be all kinds of problems with this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how does this overcome all these different things? The reader will beep if they're on the right bus and honk if they're on the wrong bus. That sounds really embarrassing. Like, if you get on the wrong school bus, it's going to honk at you.
Oh, so you get shamed while you're at it.
Yeah, you get shamed. That's... put your face in this dirty pair of binoculars, and then you get shamed if you're on the wrong
bus. Sure, because as a kid, you signed up for that. You know,
it's awful. Don't send your kids to government school, please.
Yeah, don't send them to any school.
Would you want to do this? I mean, seriously, ask yourself, would you want to do this? Would you want to get up at some ungodly hour? You know, I remember getting up before 6 a.m., I think, to catch the bus to school.
Right. Yeah, I did the same.
And get on the bus and have to stick your face in a dirty binocular thing that makes noises at you if you're on the wrong bus. And I mean, is that something that you think sounds humane or pleasant?
No, it doesn't. You know, and I hate to go this route to be like conspiratorial, but it can't help but sound like conditioning.
No, it's exactly. You got to feel like you're just a number or something.
Yeah,
you don't feel like a real person.
No, I mean, this is so expensive to do.
Yeah.
We already listed off a couple of the reasons that it could be so inaccurate, sunlight being one of them, which, I mean, if you're going onto the bus, I imagine you're going to see some pretty bright sunlight that early in the morning, you know, whenever you're getting on, 7:30, 8:30, or even earlier.
Your eyes are going to be all puffy because you got up so early.
Right. This is completely impractical. So it's either a mass test, like these...
To enrich those companies. That
or enrich, you know, some lobbyist with the government saying, yeah, no, put these in so that this company can make a bunch of money. Then they're going to pay that politician so that he can stay in, or it's just straight up conditioning. No, get used to these kind of technologies.
Oh, like someday you're going to have to give an iris scan to get a government ID card or something.
I mean, I think fingerprinting's bad enough. You know, I mean, this is just taking that, you know, to the next level.
Well, you know, even fingerprinting has problems. Like, I actually have a condition which is a lot better since I started eating paleo diet, which I've talked about on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
But I it used to be really bad to the point where I had like a skin reaction or something, the skin on my fingertips was really sensitive. And it would get to the point where it was like dry and peeling and cracking. And for a while, I had no fingerprints.
Right.
And I was kind of joking with my friends, like, hey, I could get away with something, you know,
yeah.
having no fingerprints. But, you know, what if a person, and, you know, people shave their fingerprints down and
sure.
about to do a crime or whatever, they wear gloves.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, fingerprinting is such an easy thing to cheat. But then, and you know, I hate going down this road because it sounds so conspiratorial. But, like, you watch TV, you watch movies, and, oh, fingerprinting just works all the time.
Yeah.
You know, okay, oh, so this is a good thing. This keeps me safe. And that's how all this stuff gets sold. And I'm curious, I don't know if the story talks about it. Somehow it makes some kind of pitch to, like, this is going to keep our kids safe. Or something like that.
Yeah, let's see. I think they're trying to say that with the school bus thing. But let's see. The BlinkSpot scanner syncs with a mobile app that parents can use to see where their child is. Oh, so we're tracking them, too. Each time a child boards or exits the bus, the parent gets an email or text with the child's photograph, a Google map where they boarded or exited, and as well as the time and date. So
wow.
This is a very elaborate
tracking system. Parents are loving this.
Yeah.
They don't have to be a parent.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of schools are outlawing, like, simply giving your kid a phone.
Yeah.
So they have to do this thing, this elaborate system where they track them, and then it sends the parent an email where they got off the bus and a picture of them.
That's madness.
Lord, yeah.
That
pretty
is
complicated.
Madness. You know, I actually asked my bus driver when I was a kid to drop me off like a few hundred feet down the road because there was like this trail down the ravine I could go to that was a ton of fun, and I'd love to walk home that way, and then I'd have to walk up the, you know, like this really kind of, sharp cliff kind of thing. And I thought that was so cool, and the bus driver didn't care. But now, oh, no, you got GPS dropped off 300 feet from the house, and, you know, what are you doing? I can't believe this bus driver did that. This bus driver actually did what a kid wanted them to do. I mean, come on. This is, oh, it's crazy.
It's going to sort of a ridiculous level, I would have to say.
Sure.
Let's see. Iris scanning is part of a growing trend called biometrics, a type of security that recognizes physical characteristics to identify people. As the technology becomes faster and cheaper to build, several security equipment manufacturers are looking at biometric methods like iris scanning as the ID badge of the future. In the next year, industry insiders say the technology will be available all over. Oh, goody, it's available all over.
Oh, awesome.
From banks to airports. This means instead of entering your PIN number, you can get access to an ATM in a blink. Used in an airport, the system will analyze your iris as you pass through security, identifying and welcoming you by name.
That's why the TSA is getting rid of those backscatter scanner things.
Yeah, they'll be scanning your eyes.
Yeah, they got their next technology lined up.
Brian Sovereign. I see that you're on a flight at this time. One company developing the technology is iLock. The company's scanners are already in use at foreign airports and Bank of America. Technology records video of your eyeball and uses an algorithm to find the best image of each eye. iLock is also entering the school market, piloting their devices in elementary schools and nursery schools around the country.
If you want to fly, you got to scan your eye.
What do you think about this? 855 450 free here on Free Talk Live. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.